Well, Kay Johnson, we haven't talked here in a while. I guess it would have been walk us through the qualifying round before the Elk Ridge Open, then unfortunately got washed out last summer and just played in the PGA Tour Q event on Monday, an unreal accomplishment. But you've kind of been around. Where have you been the last year and a half or so?
Yeah, it's kind of been a whirlwind last year. The summer was kind of difficult to schedule and manage to get through without, having status on any major tour. So I was fortunate enough to play well in some Monday qualifiers and get into some events and be able to play, kind of at the level that I expect I can play at. So it was cool to play in those events. And then, once the summer finished up in Canada, I spent a few months in Europe and did some prep work out there, and then played DP Q School in Denmark. I was happy I made the cut. I gave myself a shot to get through the first stage. Unfortunately, just missed it by a few, but it was a cool experience and really opened my eyes to how many unbelievable golfers there are worldwide and how different the game is. The first round, I think I shot around even, and I felt like I played some pretty good golf because, it was raining the whole day and it was cold and it was, blowing about 40K. And I figured I'd be, pretty close to the lead. And I come in and, two guys shot 8 under, a couple guys at 6, 5. Just kind of opened my eyes to how different golf is in different countries and how good they are. So, so after that, I took a little bit of a break out in Europe and then flew over back to Phoenix and kind of been in Phoenix since, playing and practicing down here and working with my coach quite a bit. And then I was just finally able to play some competitive golf again the last week or so. Played in the pre-qualifier for the Farmers Monday. Kind of a gong show of event, with all these big storms coming through California. I got there and I got there, 2 days before the event, and I wasn't able to step foot on the golf course once because it was downpouring, which turned into a flood 2 days before, and the whole day before it downpoured and the course was flooded. So we weren't even allowed on property. So it was a little bit different experience for me playing a competitive round and seeing the course for the first time that day. So I was just able to kind of navigate the course all right, and I was able to do really well in that and win that to move on to the Monday. The Monday was really cool experience getting there for the practice round and practice before. I mean, the greens are PGA Tour caliber. They're lightning fast and really, really firm. So that was a little bit of new experience and a cool experience for me. And then just being able to see a bunch of guys out there on the range and putting green that I've recognized, from watching golf for quite a while. And then just recognizing their names from, the accomplishments they've had in the game. So it was pretty cool to go against them. The actual round did not go anywhere like I wanted it to go. I didn't hit the ball nearly good enough in the conditions that we played in. It was quite crazy. I think they saw a tweet after or something. The winds got up to, they're blowing 30 to 40 mile an hour all day and gusting to 70 mile an hour. So, it was a cool experience for sure. Roman came out and caddied for me. So after my front nine, he made the back nine a little bit more enjoyable, that's for sure. So, it was cool for both of us to see. We were looking at some of these shots and just, we have no idea how far the ball is going to go when I hit it, but it was really hard to figure out, kind of hitting, 5 irons from 140 yards, and, hitting pitching wedges from 165. It was a cool experience, that's for sure, and it's cool to have them on the bag for it.
Yeah, another moment you guys get to share. Obviously, you've had so many. I tweeted yesterday, just this leaderboard, and I said, it was the biggest round of your life, and Mike Kerfberger, an old-time buddy of yours, messaged me. He's like, whoa, isn't that a little bit of clickbait? And I think I wanted to ask you, was that the biggest round? I mean, results outside, this is obviously very, you're getting closer.
Yeah, Yeah, it was pretty important to me. You know, I've done a lot of work on the mental side of, you know, I didn't really think anything else of it. I've had some success in Mondays so far in my career, so I was just trying to, you know, do it like that. But I think it was more on the side of just the golf course, how it was set up. It was just something I wasn't really prepared for going in. I didn't really think it would be, you know, playing the way it did. But yeah, it was definitely really important to me. But I try not to treat any round any differently. And I think that's kind of what has got me a lot better. You know, I'm even on my rounds, I'm just playing money games with my buddies or, you know, trying to get a late nine in before sunset. I'm trying to, you know, go through my routine, take my time and treat every shot the same. So I used to, you know, put a lot of pressure. I think that's one thing that I've been working on with Anna Young quite a bit is, you know, I went to Q school last year and put so much emphasis and so much pressure on these four rounds. And I, especially the first round and a half, I just let it get to me and I wasn't able to play my best golf and my freest golf. So try not to put so much pressure on a round, just kind of focus on shot by shot, for how cliche that sounds, but it's, you know, actually really, really hard to do and takes a lot of work to do. So yeah, it was definitely a really, really important round for me, but I tried not to treat it like it was anything else.
All right. Well, maybe both me and Mike are right then. what's next now that, you know, you're soaking this one in a little bit, but what's around the corner here?
I got a sort of pre-qualifier for the Waste Management Monday. I got next Thursday, actually at the home course that I play and practice with down here, or at down here. So that's next on the schedule. After that, I don't know. I've realized in the last year and a half that pro golf is you know, crazy, crazy expensive. So all I got planned for right now is Canadian Tour Q School. We don't know exactly what site I'll be at yet. I think they announce it probably end of the month or sometime in early February. Hopefully I get to do it up again in Crown Isle in Comox,
yeah,
BC, and that's in June. So hopefully I get the same site, but it's all kind of random. So, but leading up to that, besides the pre-Monday, I no really plans. Ideally, I'd like to play some of these mini tour events, but we just got to try to manage the money right and pick and choose what's the best option for me.
It's a grind for sure. We've seen that at, you know, with the Q2, the McKenzie and whatnot coming through Elkridge for mm-hmm. sure. Well, continue with the best of luck. Obviously, we're following it. And Golf Saskatchewan is definitely a crowd of where you've gotten to, no matter where it ends.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.